your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, all of you, as opposed to all of me. Why not take all of me? Thank you. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Frank. Over there's Florence. Over there's Meany.
No.
Oh, wait, that's the other, another guy. You should do that. Over there is Peon, and over there is Dan.
I'm going to make you all stars.
Yeah. See, what Peon's referring to is there was a guy who used to work here from L.A., and he's a real L.A. If ever there was an L.A. guy, this guy.
He was here, and then he moved out there for a long time and then came back.
To become a big star.
Yeah.
And the evidence that he didn't become a big star was he came back here.
Yeah.
And he walked in here and said just what Peon said. He's going to make all of us stars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work out.
He's gone.
So he went back to try again to be a star, and maybe he is. Good for him. I hope he is.
Going to make a movie called The Reno Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was in...
Keith Carradine was going to be the star. Yes. David.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening. He may be listening. Now he's mad.
He was in a car commercial,
Honda,
too.
Yeah. I have a tremendous story to tell you, and the reason I'm going to tell you is... Every one of you will say, been there. Except today, it was the worst ever experience. I'll leave it there for now. First, I want to say that when I left my house, it's always cooler at my house than it is here because I'm in the woods. You get into a lot of trees and stuff, the temperature drops. I left my house about 1:45. It was 68 degrees.
Whoa.
How about that?
Nice.
And now I think right around Lambert, it's only like 71 or 72.
Yeah.
This is nice. And a lot of people are talking about that. I had a guy at the house today. He goes, boy, how is this great? Well, this is a great, isn't this a great day? And I said, well, to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Oh, come on. Yeah, you know that's coming.
He goes, oh, no.
He knows it's coming.
No.
Now we have to edit.
Oh, man.
I was looking for more about the Reno Brothers.
Now we have to edit.
I'm sorry.
So cut that all out, and we'll pick up here.
Oh.
A lot of people are talking about, man, this is what a beautiful, isn't it great, this great cool weather? And I just said, well, to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Peon's response.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Does anybody? Oh, Scott Sherman's in today, folks. So right after the 4 o'clock news, get ready with your legal questions. Because free, good, solid legal advice is as close as this radio. Radio station and your radio. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. I had something, and we discussed this before the show because we wanted to kind of blow the lid off of this thing.
Oh, my goodness, Dan.
With Bruno Mars.
I am so shaken by this because Dan called this to my attention.
Mm.
I like Bruno Mars a lot.
I do too.
And one of the things I always liked about him, or was kind of like what I liked about Brenda Lee before I realized how filthy she was,
mm-hmm.
was he's a clean cut performer.
Yeah.
And his music is fun. And then Dan, because Dan's a musician, and Dan picks up on this stuff, called to my attention that in one of his songs, Bruno Mars sings lyrics that are completely unacceptable.
And it's a song that really is a nice song about a woman that he's talking about is amazing and beautiful.
And you've all heard the song. It's, yeah. It's called You,
Just the Way You Are.
Not the Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are.
Yeah.
But Bruno Mars.
You love
just the way you are.
Yeah.
And then a lot of us didn't catch it.
Mm-mm.
Slipped it right in on us. And I don't think it's appropriate to refer to a woman's nips.
No.
I just don't. And what is it? We'll play it in a minute, but he says, when I see your nips or something, when I
could kiss them all day or something like that.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's not unacceptable to do. It's unacceptable to have on
the
radio
about.
Show.
Yeah.
Now, if you think we're kidding,
it's a.
We've not doctored it. We didn't touch it. And I said to Dan, Bruno, he wouldn't do that. I've heard that song. And Dan says, well, maybe you need to hear it again. And here it is.
He says it twice here, too.
Her nips. I could kiss them all day long. Unbelievable.
My goodness.
Play it again. That's it. I don't hear anymore.
If she'd let me,
yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Bruno goes stand in the corner with Brenda Lee and Paul McCartney and Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
You all have a nice little time together being dirty.
Yeah.
Anything else, Dan?
No.
Thank you, Dan. And we owe Dan Strauss a big thank you, because had he not called, I wouldn't have caught it. And there'd be more, you know, dirty. It's not dirty in a filthy. It's just unacceptable for young people to hear a song, her nibs, I could kiss them all day long. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, right.
But that's what we do, though. If we hear something,
it's our job. Anything else, Dan?
Well, no.
Peon, did you have anything?
Just one thing.
This is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. We were talking a little bit. He's still cracking up. We were talking about
he's nervous.
Nervous laughter.
He's upset.
The state of Rio with the Olympics coming up. We were maybe a little too hasty yesterday about, you know, how terrible it was going to be.
I agree.
Maybe jump the gun a little bit. But then, until today, I saw a headline that apparently on the beach...
Oh, yeah.
Where you saw this?
I heard it, yeah.
The beach where the beach volleyball competition will be held today. A corpse decided to wash up on shore.
Yeah, that's all they needed. They probably had just had a meeting and said, well, what else?
We have to stop this bad news getting out.
What else could happen?
Can we get a ruling? Is this corpse out of bounds?
Here comes a corpse on the volleyball beach.
Oh, man.
And even somebody like, I think just last night, Michael Phelps...
Fifth
Olympics. I mean, even he has to be. Nervous. I mean, I know you'll have security detail and everything, but
security.
Man.
But with the disease and stuff they're talking about is
well in the pool. Just, hopefully,
yeah. What if there's a corpse in the pool and he swims into?
You never know.
There's a song. His name just escaped me. Hugh. What's the big tall guy? Hugh
Beaumont?
No, actor. He played
Hugh Beaumont.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Beaumont. I'm not even old enough to know that man. Hugh Jackman played him on Broadway. Peter Allen. When we talk about Rio from now on, we need to play in the background Peter Allen, I Go to Rio. See if you can find it. It's a terrific song.
Hugh Beaumont.
Wow. Oh, good grief.
Who Ward was Cleaver.
Yeah. I Go to Rio. Every time we talk about corpse on the volleyball beach, we need to play this because it's pretty happy and it kind of offsets. Yeah.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll have more stories to share.
My old Mio, there's a torso on the beach-o.
Now I'm not the kind of person. Yeah, we'll play that. We'll play that in the background. We'll talk about it.
I'll keep that for all.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, let's close it for a second. We're getting a couple of calls, and I'm not sure why. Maybe to correct us. Maybe we said something wrong.
Or they're disgusted about Bruno Mars film.
I don't blame them. Bruno Mars, the last guy I would expect to do that. Now, I had a situation today, and I'm going to share it with you just because I really do believe we've all had this happen. I got to give you the backstory. I live in the woods. I don't have DSL. I don't have Charter. My high-speed internet usually comes from my hotspot on my phone, but I do have a dish. And it's not the fastest in the world. And it's $60 a month for 10 gigabytes, which is nothing. I hate it. But that's the only choice I have. When you don't live in a heavy populated area where it's not densely populated enough that they feel it's profitable to run the lines out there. 2 weeks ago, folks, this is such an unbelievable story. 2 weeks ago, I was talking to my neighbor across the street. He is across the road. It's a country road, a small, narrow, two-lane road. If you go out of my driveway, you could cross the street in four steps, and you're in his driveway. He's right across the road. So I just said to him, I said, what do you do for high speed, for DSL? He said, AT&T DSL.
What?
And I said, well, wait a second. I said, no, they don't run it out here. He goes, oh, yeah, that's what I have. I have AT&T DSL. I said, Ken, I have every year, maybe twice a year, I keep checking and checking and checking. Nope, we don't run it out there. He said, well, you go to the site, AT&T, and there's a place where, which service are you looking for? A telephone, DirecTV, because they own DirecTV now, or internet. He says, click on internet, and it'll ask your address, and it'll tell you. So I did. After I talked to him 2 weeks ago, and there's an X, and it says not available. Not available. So I called AT&T. Now, this is the part where, and I think most of you are the same way, you don't really even know who to call. It's a contact us, and there's an 877 number.
Some low-level phone.
I did. And the first thing this person said to me was, give me your address, and I'll check and see if it's available. I said, I just did that. She said, well, let me check on my end. So she did. I gave her the address. She says, no, I'm sorry. We just don't have DSL service out there. I said, then how is it that my neighbor right across the road has AT&T DSL? She said, he does? And I said, yes, he does. And she said, well, hold on a minute. Now, this is 2 weeks ago. She comes back on the phone and she says, you know, I don't know why they couldn't just run it right to your house. If it's already out there, she says, we're going to have a truck. We'll send a guy out in the truck to take a look, and I would think they could run a line. I said, fantastic. That's great. She said, I said, when will I know? She said, no more than 3 days. You'll hear from us one way or the other. That was 2 weeks ago. I've never heard
no
a word.
No truck ever came by?
It might have, they didn't contact me one way or the other. I haven't heard a word. So I realized yesterday, my goodness, it's been 2 weeks. I didn't hear anything. So here we go. Here's where it starts. This morning at about 20 minutes till 11, I called the number on the web page that if you have questions, you want to contact somebody, here's the number. It's 288-2020, like 888-2820. So I called it. And Ernesto answered with a very heavy accent. And I said, I'm calling to inquire about new internet service, DSL service. Stay with me, folks. This takes a while, but it's great. And he said, so what problems are you having with, in a thick accent, what problems are you having with your internet? I said, I'm not having problems. I don't have it. I want it. Well, who I have the pleasure of speaking with? Like I told him. And he said, and could I have a phone number? I said, yeah, what do you want? Cell phone number? A home? What do you want? He said, a home phone. I said, okay. I said, it's an AT&T phone, by the way. So I gave him my number. What is your address? I gave him my address. And he says, I do not see that home. What's the lot number? I said, I don't have a lot number. Wait, I don't have a lot number. I don't see I'm sorry, I don't see a resident. I said, I've been here 30 years. So finally, he says, okay. He finds it. And I said, can I get DSL, AT&T DSL? No. And I said, okay, Ernesto. I said, where are you? I'm with AT&T. I said, where are you right now? Where are you sitting? Philippines. I said, no offense, I don't want to talk to you. I said, get me someone in the United States of America. Hold, please. Now, my phone has a timer, and everybody's does, and I'm keeping track of how long I'm on the phone. So 10 minutes later, AT&T, can they help you? And I said, what is your name? And I couldn't understand the name. Can I help you? I said, do you not know why I was transferred to you? No. I can help you? I said, what's your name? He told me I couldn't understand it again. I said, are you in the United States? What? And I knew. I said, get me someone in the United States who speaks English. No offense. Oh, please. I'm holding again. By the way, this entire thing, 1 hour and 20 minutes. So I get a woman, and she has pretty good English. And I said, before we do anything, where are you? She says, Louisiana. I said, hallelujah, God bless America. What? I said, I'm so glad to be speaking to somebody in the United States. How can I help you? And I said, so you don't know, you're the third person I've talked to. You don't know why they no, how can I help you? I said, I would like to become a customer and have internet, DSL internet with AT&T. Are you having problems with your internet? I'm not making any of this up. And I said, I can't be having problems. I don't have it. I want it. Oh, so you want to have DSL? I said, yeah, now we're talking. Yeah, I do. What is your name? Now, I just given all, so I did it all again. I gave her the name. I gave her the address. And she says, hold, please. Now I hold like another 10 or 12 minutes. No. I said, okay, I'm going to ask you what I asked the other two people. How can my neighbor right across the road have DSL, AT&T DSL, and I can't have it? Hold, please. I held, it seemed like forever, and then another guy answers the phone. Let me back up. When I first called the 888-288-2020 number, I got a thing that said, hi, I'm your automated customer service. And that's what it said. Let's see how we can help you. When I get the fourth transfer, I get a guy in North Carolina. Because I ask him, where are you? North Carolina. How can I help you? And I said, so you also don't have any idea why I've been transferred four times. You don't know anything about why I'm calling. No, I'm sorry, I don't. I just, how can I help you? So I did it again. I went through the whole thing again. I said, my neighbor has it. He's right at the end of my driveway, right across the road. I don't understand why I can't get it. What's your address? I gave him the address again. He comes back after putting me on. No. You can't have it. I said, why? I want somebody to tell me why. All I want to know is why can't it go from the road into my house when it can with the neighbor across the street? Hold, please. I then talked to my fifth person, and I don't even remember where
he was. Did you ever ask to talk to a manager at any point?
I kept saying, get me anybody who can answer this simple question. So the last person I talked to, I tell him again, I got the whole thing again, all of it again. And he said, hold, please. When he came back, he said, no more ports are available. And I said, what does that mean?
No more ports?
All the ports are filled.
Oh.
Well, they can put it.
Now, hang on. It gets better. And I said, let me ask you. I said, could you open another port? I don't even know what that is. And he said, well, you know, I don't see why not. He said, hold, please. At the 1 hour and 19 minute mark, after he tells me to hold, here's what I hear. The very first automated voice, he sent me back to the very beginning. And when I heard, hi, I'm your automated, I just hung up. I gave up. I just gave up.
That's unbelievable.
It is absolutely unbelievable. It should not be that hard to give somebody business.
No.
I'm trying to give them business. And all I would like is somebody to explain to me what's a port and why don't you open another one?
There is a there. It's a box. It's basically a box.
Put another one in.
Because there's a box, and then, yeah, they can put another box in with more ports.
My wife came in. She'd been out, and she just looked at me. What's wrong? I go, oh, I don't have time to tell you. It'd take an hour to tell you. I said, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
There's no more ports. That is the lamest, most ridiculous answer.
All right, message to Donald Trump. If you get elected, would you do something for all of us? Would you put an end to this run around Philippines, India, whatever, answering crap, and give us a system, and all businesses a system, where I can actually talk to somebody in St. Louis, for goodness sakes?
Oh.
It is the most frustrating thing. And I went online, and I Googled, how to contact someone about AT&T internet, DSL internet in St. Louis. You know what came up? That 288-2020 number, that Philippines number came up.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tim Weiland has something to add to this.
Well, I'd love to hear.
From what I hear.
Where is he?
Hi, Frank.
Tim, how are you?
Frank, you are, oh my gosh, I just called my wife. I said, Karen, listen to Frank. You went through this nightmare like we did with AT&T. I was so frustrated.
My goodness.
And you, I know Karen was screaming because what they did, you know, it's kind of like dubbing a tape. You take the original, you dub it, you lose a generation. And so they kept transferring us to somebody, and then somebody else, and somebody else.
And nobody's keeping notes on your account as it goes along.
Nobody's forward keeping it, but, on the computer.
But that's not it. It's just that the connection deteriorated, and she's on the phone, and I'm, why are you yelling? She goes, because they've transferred me to six different people, and it keeps getting worse and worse. You ask to speak with a manager, there is no manager.
No,
and the same thing happened. We finally start making headway. Okay, we're going to transfer you to this person, and then we're back to the start. And I was about ready to throw a phone. You know, there's not that many choices out there.
There
aren't. That's why this is the way it is, though, because they know.
And, you know, I completely left out one of my contacts. One of the transfers was a guy who came on and said, so let's see if we can troubleshoot your internet problem. I said, I don't even have it. Oh my god. He said, oh, well, they transferred you to DSL internet technical support.
Well,
I said, then transfer me to sales or something.
We even had the repair guys in the house watching us talk on the phone to their company, and we said, look, is there any way you can call somebody? And you said,
no.
But there isn't. They go, no, we got to go. We have it worse than you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's oh, my gosh. I'm listening to this story, and I'm thinking,
I had a DirecTV guy in my house. I watched him call to try to get an answer to a problem, and he had to call the same goofy 800 number I did and wait in my house. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. I said, you're an installer, don't you have a direct line? He goes, no, we have to just call and wait and get a hole like you do and get trans. I just thought, this is ridiculous. AT&T buys DirecTV. How about this? Instead of buying up stuff, why don't you fix what you have?
Right. And you know, I wanted to come on months ago on the Burke segment, but complaining, and
I wish I had recorded. I wish I'd recorded it. If I'd had a way to record it, I don't think people. No, they would believe it because they've had the same thing.
Oh yeah, people have gone through that, and they've gone through it with. I hear horror stories about that with the cable company. People doing that with the cable company, but then AT&T seems to be.
Here's the other thing.
They're all the same.
Here's the thing I'm sick of, and every one of these people that I got transferred to did this. After I stated, they said, "Well, we just want you to know how much we appreciate your business."
Yeah.
And
shut up. I don't want to hear any of that.
You don't have my business.
You know, we appreciate your business and we want you to know your value. Let's get to it. I don't want to keep hearing that. They're reading that.
Oh, thank my you for bringing goodness. This up. And I just hope that there's some AT&T executives out there listening and saying, wait a minute.
Well, if they are, let me tell you, Mr. or Mrs. AT&T, you have a massive customer service problem. You're the most incompetent outfit I think I might have ever dealt with. And there have been others that came close, but this one set a record today. And in the end, nothing.
Yeah, right.
That's... All I was told was my neighbor right across the street, and they acted surprised that he had it. He does? Yeah, you put it in. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, Tim.
Thank you for bringing that up, because it's my second. I second everything you said.
All right, there you go. See, not just
he can
me.
Just go ahead and do traffic.
Well, let's just keep him
yeah,
on
go
here.
Ahead.
How's traffic looking?
All right, well, traffic, it's kind of a mess out there, and especially going to be in that 70-270 area, because we had an accident that was on eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and 170. That's just been cleared, but the jam-up goes all the way around through Highway 370. They were working with a stall vehicle eastbound 70 at Air Flight that has things jammed up already to Highway 7 or 270. Then you have eastbound 40. That's just getting a little slow now as you approach the Poplar. An accident on southbound Route 3. Southbound Route 3 before Queenie, and there's debris all in the left lane, so look for backups there. This traffic report is brought to you by PPG Paints. Get the PPG Paints for the buy one, get one free sale on select PPG Porter paint products off of retail price through July 9th. See store for details. Visit ppgpaints.com for a location near you. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. Tim Weiland, another person who any minute will have his AT&T service completely cut off. I expect my cell phone to die any minute because it's AT&T. I believe John Londoff is with us. John, I apologize. I took way too much time telling the story, and it cut into your time, and I apologize. How are you?
Who's this?
Oh, my goodness. Who is this?
Hello? Who am I?
I think he's playing along with the routine.
Oh, yeah.
Being transferred.
Mr. Pinion. Yeah, sure. So we're not busy. Last day of the month. You know, I mean, AM and the PM customers are everywhere here today.
Beautiful.
That's unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
That's good. I need that good news today. That's good.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me that you didn't smile the first minute of the day when you looked in the mirror in the bathroom at yourself.
That's the one time I can't smile.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sure there are people who can, real good-looking people. You know, they get up and run to the mirror and go, yeah, you're still good-looking. You know they do.
Really?
Oh, sure they do.
Well, how about... Jim Bobbitt, AM and the PM customer, just took delivery of a new 2016 Chevy Equinox. He's very, very happy. And, by the way, the salesman said he's no relation to...
Lorena?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people remember that name. Jim, thank you so much. Enjoy that. What are you, an Equinox?
Equinox,
enjoy that Equinox. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Jim Bobbitt.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yep. So a big day today, and last day of the month, and I don't know what time everyone will get out of here, but it will be late. I'm myself going to probably head out at 5 o'clock so I can listen to the last hour of this phenomenal show.
Oh, and then we just had a meeting that we decided that's going to be our best hour, didn't we?
Yes.
We said let's make the 5 o'clock hour the best.
I think right now, when I'm on with you, that this is some of the best of the entire show.
You know, you're right. That's what I meant. I said, let's make it the second best hour.
I'm going to tell you that so many customers, of course they love you, Frank. I mean, the AM and the PM crowd, the gleam in their eye when they mention your name.
Well, they need to change toothpaste because obviously, yeah, they're squirting that a gleam in their eye. Get some Crest or something. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah, gleam.
Toothpaste humor. Toothpaste humor. Yeah, it's the hottest thing going now.
Nothing like bad breath, is there? When you got, how do you break it to someone who's a friend of yours and say, hey, you know, by the way, you know, because you don't want to get too close, but you got to, hand them like a whole box of a chewing gum or something?
I've only done it twice. I've only done it twice in my life. And the one time, I remember how I did it. I offered a guy a mint. And he said, no, thanks. And I said, no, really. Take a mint. And when I did it, he went, is my breath bad? I said, no, it's horrible.
And he thanked me for telling. And you know what? That's the thing. But you, but you should tell people because you're doing them a favor. I would thank somebody that told me that.
Well, I will tell you. You know, I mean, I had you know, teeth capped up in front. I had tooth that I lost years ago playing hockey, and then I had this metal band behind it, and my front teeth were gray. So that's why my dad, about 20 years ago, he said to me, he goes, you know, you're not a bad looking guy. I think we should maybe think about doing TV spots, just you, not me, but gotta get your teeth fixed first.
You said they were gray?
Well, there was this metal band that the fake tooth was attached to, and then it was on the backside of the two front teeth on either side of the fake tooth. So now I went to you know, my dentist and had it completely redone. And
well, we've seen you on TV. It was masterful work. You look fine.
Yes,
yeah. I didn't see any gray. I didn't see any.
When you do have some dental work, you have to really work hard on keeping, you know, your fresh breath. And I know there are times I'm driving with Mimi, and she's about to pass out, but she digs in her purse for a piece of gum, which is obviously the sign that I need to continue to chew gum.
Two things you cannot get rid of that cause bad breath. You have to just ride it out for a couple of days. Cigars and onion. I don't care what you do. Mm-mm. It lingers for a couple of days. You can mask it temporarily, and then as soon as you're finished with that gum or mint, there it is again, and you taste it all night. But both are worth it, because sometimes a good onion, it just, you have to have it on the right hamburger. And
come
some
on.
Yeah.
You can eat onions. I cannot do onions, and it's not because of my breath. It's the after effect.
Oh, indigestion.
Oh,
and
I can't get past the taste of
it. I don't have a problem with that. Come on, a Vidalia onion? You can't eat a sweet onion?
Oh, no.
I tell you what, if I eat onion rings, first of all, I wake up, you know, anyway, it's like 5:30 in the morning. I don't have an alarm. I don't need it. I just wake up. And I wake up happy. I wake up happy. You see a smile on my face, and, you know, why shouldn't I be happy? I mean, I'm Frank Opinion's buddy.
Wow!
You know?
Listen to that.
Man.
What a beautiful sentiment. I think all guys wake up happy, and there's evidence of that. If you look down, the tent pole is usually up in the morning, and that's a happy sign, I think. And why is that? I wonder that you wake up with the tent pole up. Every morning, what is that about? Now, not every morning after a certain age, but for most of your life as a man, when you wake up, Mr. Happy's ready to go.
Mr. Happy probably needs to go to the little restroom, is where he needs to go, the bathroom.
Well, that too, and that's kind of difficult unless you let him settle down. Because to do it, you got to stand on your head. True. And women think they have problems.
How do we go from onions to this?
I don't know. We're the only people that can do it, though. We're the masters.
I do love you're masterful at this, but I mean, it's like, you know, watching a brainstorm come blowing, and it's like if it's beautifully sunny, then all of a sudden here comes the storm, and then it's sunny again. And then wear up some of your conversation. But I love it.
Now, I would like to ask every AM and the PMer who is not a Landoff customer, Monday's Independence Day. Why don't you declare your independence from whatever other dealer you dealt with last time or you were going to go see and experience the freedom of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet?
Yeah.
God bless America.
Hey, I have something to play for you. I was going to get it up, but Epeon can do it, I think, too, but here.
My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes.
There you go.
What's that?
John said you guys were buddies.
So you decide to play that?
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
All right.
My buddy.
Wow, that was great, wasn't it, John?
You picked today to start producing, and that's when you produce?
I wasn't paying attention when that was going on. I'm sending another buyer's order here.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Another buyer's order.
I'm working. Yeah, just sold my friends Terry and Mary Young a new Camaro convertible. So God bless them. Thanks very much. And Dave Bell, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Good morning, Mr. Frank. Afternoon.
Dave, afternoon. How are you, Dave?
That's how hard he's working. Yeah. He doesn't even know what time of day it is. He's probably been here since 7:30. Dave, it's afternoon.
It is afternoon.
Normally I'm on at like, you know, 3:30, 3:31, 3:32 on a Thursday, but today it was like 3:40, I think.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Here we go.
I knew it. See, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
I
okay.
knew.
But you know what? You know what? We are closed on Monday. We are, I mean, happy July the 4th. It is one of my most favorite holidays. I'm just to give one tip. I always love to give this tip.
Listen up, everybody. It's 4th of July
tip.
Up.
This is important.
All right.
When you light a firework, toss it, throw it. Don't hold on to it, because it could hurt your hand.
Well, any moron should know that.
Yeah.
What were you calling me, a moron?
No, John, I said any moron should know it. You shouldn't have to tell them that.
But basically, just a joke. I mean, you think about, you hear about, all the accidents of people like those big bricks. Like there's 24 reports or 34 or 40 reports. I mean, I love those things. And a few years ago when we hadn't had rain for like a month, I had neighbors calling me going, you're not going to like light off fireworks, are you? I'm like, no.
You're that guy in the neighborhood that people don't like.
Hey, in Florissant, they have signs up. They're almost like the placards that you put in your yard for political things. But there's signs up all over Florissant saying fireworks are illegal in Florissant.
It doesn't make any difference. No. They'll do it. And still, my favorite firework to this day is a Roman candle.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Wow.
Balls of fire coming out of that stick. I love that. That's my favorite.
That did not sound like a Roman candle.
Yes, it did.
No.
All right, here. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to play you. Listen to me.
That was a punk Roman candle.
I'm going to play you an actual recording of a Roman candle, and then I'm going to do my sound effect. Here's an actual Roman candle recording. Now, here's my sound effect. Exactly identical.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
What were you doing, John? You were doing something.
That's like you're sneezing. Not anything like a Roman candle. You got to hear that.
We were having Roman candle wars.
That's not smart.
Down in, this is, I was young. This is 1977. A lot of your listeners weren't even born yet, okay? We were having Roman candle wars from one end of our second floor of our fraternity house to the other. And this house was old, man. I mean, it was old. It was about to just fall down anyway.
Now, were they Roman candle or bottle rocket wars? Because I've seen people...
No, Roman candles, it's my story, okay?
I'm just asking for clarification. Oh, my goodness, he's so sensitive. You think when business is good, he'd not be so sensitive.
My buddy.
I got Dave standing here with a couple of deals, but I'd like to finish my story.
Go ahead.
So the old carpeting starts catching fire. We had to run into the shower in the bathroom and get the cups of water to put the the fire out.
That's a great story.
The president of the fraternity, who's a senior, and we're sophomores, he's screaming at us. Of course, I was always the damn Yankee because I was from St. Louis down in Dallas, Texas. And, I mean, would that have been terrible if I'd have burned down the fraternity house, if I'd have stayed at the SMU campus 1977?
That's a great story. What's your phone number?
It's a good story.
It is. What's your phone number?
I just got on. I've only been on
for you didn't. No. You've been on for 10 minutes. What's your phone number?
I got to go because I have customers all over the
place. You said you had to go.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
24/7, 365
at lawndoc.com.
My buddy, wherever I go, he goes. All right, buddy, we're gonna send you a bunch. We're gonna send you a bunch of business, okay? Oh boy!
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
You
be
too.
Safe.
See you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. If we're gonna stay caught up, I have to do this.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm kind of holding at 25 pounds. I lost 25 pounds. I put on a shirt this morning, and it was so baggy, it looked sloppy. It's a shirt that I wore regularly before I lost 25 pounds. It's too big. Fortunately, I saved all my 38-inch waist pants, and now I'm in them. I can get them. What you're supposed to be wondering right now in your mind is, how did you do that? So I'll tell you. MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness is in is in Bridgeton, or St. Charles Rock Road. I'm about a mile, I'm guessing, from 70 if you go east. It's across from Walmart. They do a couple of things there. They help you lose weight, and they are also in the bioidentical hormone replacement business, testosterone replacement for men, if you need it. To find out if you need it, you can go there, gentlemen, and for no charge, at no charge, they'll draw a little bit of blood. That's easy. And the lab will come back. They'll tell you what your testosterone, your free testosterone level is. That's what you want to know, free testosterone. And if you're over 40, it's probably low. Sometimes it's really low. And when it's really low, it can have an impact on your life, the way you live and how you feel and what you're able to do and, you know, your sexual urges and performance and all that stuff is testosterone related. Now, what I went to them for, because I'm overloaded with testosterone, I mean, I'll just tell you, bald guys were just virile. The truth is, I started dealing with the testosterone thing about 6 years ago. So what I needed was weight loss. My biggest ever is 250. 5 weeks ago, I was at 247. I weighed 3 days ago, and it was the first time in many, many, many years I dipped in the teens, 218.9. Mm. This morning, I'm 222. Now it's that part where it sort of bounces back and forth and back and forth, so I'm going to have to just get on it and see if I can keep it moving. I think I can because I learned a lot from these people. I learned that I can live on less than 1,000 calories a day. I learned that I can give myself a simple injection in the abdomen, which I did for 4 weeks, and I'm not doing it now. I'm done with that. And it was all so easy. It's easy when you're in the right hands, when you're being guided and supervised by people who know what they're talking about. So whether it's hormonal replacement, testosterone, or ladies, your myriad of problems, and I feel bad that you have to go through all that hormonal stuff, or weight loss, here's the place. And if you cannot remember this or the website or the phone number, please, please remember, you can always go to, what the heck, here, right in front of me. It's twice this has happened. I look for my reading glasses, so I read the number, and they're right in front of me. I'm telling you something, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. MD Health and Wellness. I will give you the number and the website, but if you can't remember and you're in the car, please go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. Their number is 314-770-2334. Their website is as easy as their name, mdhealthwellness.com. I like what they're doing for people. It is not always covered by insurance, but sometimes you do what you need to do and you have to do and you find a way to do it. And my weight loss thing was not covered by insurance, but it's necessary. It's a matter of priorities. MD Health and Wellness. Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
On westbound 70, just before the weigh station near Forestell, you've got a stalled vehicle. Police blocking the left lane, so you're getting a bit of a backup there. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and 170. Stop and go from 370 through 170 and slow pockets all the way out through West Forest. We have southbound 170 jamming up from Del Mar down through Highway 40. And baseball traffic, early game tonight, so traffic starting to back up from Timberlake Manor through Mason and from Clayton Morrison to Big Bend. This report brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price, Staples. Make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250.95.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. Dynamic Vending.
Are you looking for a picture-perfect lawn? DynaGreen can do it. Their DynaGreen long-lasting stabilized nitrogen fertilizer reduces turf burn while providing the nitrogen when the plant needs it to give you brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalk, driveway, or patio and can be applied all year long. Get DynaGreen long-lasting stabilized nitrogen fertilizer at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. Ask for DynaGreen at Bear Garden Shop.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products that make people's lives easier. That's what Kabbage does for small business owners. They've developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to access a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage has provided over $2 billion to 80,000 small businesses like yours. To get started, visit Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Scott Sherman's coming in here next hour right after 4 o'clock news, so be ready with your legal questions. But before I talk about Matheny, I just want to say I am so happy that finally they got it right. No more swimsuits in that Miss Teen Beauty pageant.
Yes.
I just got so sick of seeing their bodies in swimsuits, 18 and 19-year-old girls, and I thought, are they ever going to put an end to this?
I mean,
horrible? And they finally did.
It was so disgraceful to look at someone's body in a beauty pageant. I mean, why would you?
Yeah. Thank you. It's a beauty pageant. Oh, my goodness. Matheny, 74 years in business. And I know it's not good news for the people in Illinois every time when I have to say, sorry, they don't service Illinois, and neither does Gateway Lock and Security. But the good news for the people in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, all of both counties, if you live in any part of either county, here's the great news for you. You got a fantastic heating and cooling company that would love to become your regular heating and cooling company. And if you have them once, you're going to love them too. And I think that's who you're going to call from now on, even if it's to replace a whole system or just a simple, hey, let's just do a checkup and make sure everything's okay, or an emergency. My goodness, we're cooking. We're burning up. Can you get out here? Yeah, they will. As fast as anybody can, they'll be there. They're ready for you. They know what they're doing. Any model, any type, any size, any shape, business, residential, Matheny, 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 heatingandcooling.com. Scott Sherman's coming.